From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report, made possible by Espirito Santo Bank. Immigration reform tends to focus on the border, the dangerous 2,000-mile east-west line that separates Mexico from the United States. But another line, the equally perilous north-south route through Mexico that immigrants follow to the U.S., is a reminder that the border is not the only challenge. Reporter Wilson Sayre has this story.
There's a network of freight trains that runs the length of Mexico from Guatemala up to the U.S. border. That's about 1,400 miles of track. In addition to grain, corn, or scrap metal, these trains carry people, undocumented immigrants mostly from Central America. These aren't passenger trains. There's no panoramic windows, seats, or even a roof over their head. It's called La Bestia, the beast. People ride on top of the train, sitting back to back along the spine of the wagons, trying not to fall off.
They're just packed. I mean, probably 50 people on the top of a car, and there's not much room for anybody else to get on by the time the train pulls out.
Keith Dannemiller is a photojournalist who's lived in Mexico for the better part of three decades. In a project for the International Organization for Migration, he documented the exploding number of immigrants riding these trains, an increasing number of whom are ending up in South Florida.
When you go up on the top of the car, the next stop, basically where you can get off with any kind of security, is about 11 or 12 hours away.
Journeys on the train can take anywhere from a week to several months.
It's tiring, you know, not only being on top of there, like the sun, but also like the water. There's very limited water. That's a constant, you know.
Lise Marie Alvarado lives in Homestead. She rode the beast last year for an Al Jazeera America series called Borderland. She and five other Americans traced the journey of immigrants who died while making their way to America. Alvarado is herself an immigrant from Nicaragua and the only U.S. citizen in her family.
You do want a better future, you know, and you're willing to take whatever it takes to do so. That a lot of people there are not going to make it, you know, and some people there were not the first time. Some people have like witnessed horror stories about people being thrown off, limbs being cut off, people being raped.
It's estimated that up to 500,000 immigrants ride the beast each year. These immigrants are leaving hotbeds of violence like Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras, which has the highest murder rate in the world. Photojournalist Dannemiller says one thing in particular struck him while photographing the trains.
The number of unaccompanied kids who are traveling.
These kids, some of them toddlers, are being hoisted onto the back of this metal beast. In 2011, the U.S. Border Patrol detained around 6,800 unaccompanied kids. Last year, that number was almost 25,000. And most put that number at 60,000 minors to be detained this year. This week, even President Obama called this an urgent humanitarian situation.
A lot of them are fleeing because of the increase in drug violence. To me, it's almost as if before you could call these people migrants, now the term refugee might be a little bit more apropos.
But some attribute this crisis to the illusion of hope. Genevieve Wood at the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank, says the real crisis at hand does not stem from threats of violence.
The fact that the United States is having a debate over immigration, and it appears that amnesty will be a part of any immigration reform, many people believe if we can just get into the country, eventually we're going to be given legal status.
Wood says U.S. immigration policies encourage families to risk the lives of their children. But most making their journey don't wear rose-colored glasses. They know the dangers, but given the horrors back home, they choose to risk it anyway. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.
You can find a link to Keith Dannemiller's photos of the beast and information on the Al Jazeera series, which contributed audio for this report, at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by Espirito Santo Bank.